It's a cocksucking call.
You call me a cocksucker.
No, I
did call me
a cocksucker. I said it was a cocksucking call. You can't throw me for that.
Well, you
can't run me for that.
You missed it.
You want me to call you a cocksucker?
Go ahead, try.
You want me to call
it. Call me a cocksucker.
Pretty please,
Ben. Pretty
please, please.
Call me a cocksucker and you're out of here.
Cocksucker. Well, I believe in the soul. The cock, the pussy, the small of a woman's back, the hanging curveball, high fiber, good scotch. All right, don't try to strike everybody out. Strikeouts are boring. Besides that, they're fashion. Throw some ground balls. It's more democratic. You lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. You know what that makes you. Larry.
Lollygag.
Lollygaggers.
Oh, fuck you. You can't even sing.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all.
What's going on, everybody?
Good evening, America. Welcome to another episode of Organized Chaos.
Organized Chaos Podcast, episode 197. Coming at you.
We are here. We're coming at you.
We are recording live in the Manchild Studio in downtown beautiful Belmore, New York.
Welcome. Welcome, Anthony.
We're welcoming you back. We were gone last week. We missed last week because I had oral surgery in a way to you talk about it. I had two teeth pulled and I wasn't 100%.
That's what happens, man. I don't want you to power through it. If you
couldn't. Well, that's what I'm going to talk about right now because I was a little upset and a little hurt. I texted Bill saying, "Listen, man, I'm not 100% tonight, so let's just skip it for this week. We'll do it next week."
What did I say?
I didn't get. Are you feeling okay?
I thought I said all that.
Yeah. All I got back was
I said I feel better. I got you.
I got back and said, "Hey, I thought you were going to power through it."
that's what you implied the week before.
I never had teeth pulled before, Bill. I don't know what goes through this, what it entails.
Let me make sure our volumes are correct.
I don't know what this entails. I don't know what that is.
I want to recall the message because I thought I was pleasant. Yeah, I did. I sent you a little man that said feel better.
Well, take your little man and pull his teeth.
A little fallout
and
guy.
And see how fast he wants to do a podcast.
Were you on the meds? Were you all over the... Were you groggy?
They didn't give me pain meds like that.
What? Well, they just strapped you to the chair and got the pliers out?
They gave me ibuprofen, and they gave me amoxicillin.
So they give you nothing, basically. That's what happens, I guess, if
well, now,
you don't have dental
insurance. I'm so worried about, people taking pills for recreational use.
You're right. That is a big thing. I watched a whole big thing on that.
So I didn't have those pills.
So you suffered.
I didn't suffer. No, it wasn't that bad. I'll give a big shout out.
How many? Two teeth?
Two. I'll give a big shout out to Massapequa Oral Surgery and Malifax. Dr. Pisonian, I think is how you say it. 5 minutes, they were out.
Fantastic.
I was more nervous. I'm nervous the whole time, and I was shaking. I was literally shaking because I didn't know what to expect.
I'm so scared I will not go. I haven't gone yet. I'm still collecting dental names.
Yeah.
And I'll make a decision at some point.
What do you got to do? What do you got to do?
I don't know. I just got to probably get my teeth cleaned and have them look at
it. I got the dentist for you. Belmore Family Dental.
That's another one I'm going to write down.
That's the dentist I go to that recommended me to Massapequa Oral Surgery and Malifax.
Let me tell you the word Malifax.
My Malifax couldn't have went better. I'm loving the Malifax.
What is Malifax?
I don't know.
We don't know.
It's a fun word, I think.
Malifax.
So they put the Novocaine in my face, and that's weird because it burns like it up to your nose. And once that was all numb, he goes, "All right, let's just see what we got going on back here."
So he's like, "Oh."
He just was playing around, and then it was done.
Really?
It was done.
Huh.
5 minutes, both teeth were out.
Okay.
I woke up the next
morning. That's not that bad.
And everybody's like, "Oh, when the Novocaine wears off, you're going to have all this pain."
Wasn't that bad?
I didn't have pain when it wore off. The next morning I woke up, I was sore.
Okay.
And it hurt not to talk, but I just didn't want to aggravate it. I had shows coming up that week. And I'm glad you understood, Bill.
You were able to do them?
I did the shows.
Wow.
Wasn't really. Trooper. I didn't eat solid foods for like a week.
Trooper.
But you know, it was. I gotta go back tomorrow and
make sure I get a once over.
They're gonna one set over, and then we'll get, I gotta get more teeth pulled. So
how much? You got two. You're gonna get more.
Well, I have an extra set of wisdom teeth that gotta come out. Yeah. So.
Why do you have an extra set of wisdom teeth? Like, because I'm not saying like
I have nothing.
People, like,
because
why?
I the only things I have in this world are things that are totally useless. That aren't do they? No benefit to anybody in this world.
But why? What do you? You know what I mean? Like,
why am I double jointed in my fingers? Why would I be double jointed here?
That's
what possible
muscle control. I heard that's
what
not,
would this? What would this do?
It's not real.
Why would that be? Why could I do that?
You don't have multiple joints.
I'm not flexible. But
that's what they call it. That's what they call it.
Yeah, I'm flexible here, like in my fingers. I have extra wisdom teeth.
Incredible.
I don't have extra
control.
Anything else. I have like extra, like, you know, smarts.
Extra wisdom teeth. You don't have an extra penis.
Yeah.
Just
listen,
just
whatever you give me in teeth, add on to the penis. It needs a lot of help. Like seriously.
Put those extra teeth in my penis. That would be, you know, do that.
Do something. Let's just
put
get
them
it
in
going.
My mouth. What, I have extra teeth? That's why I don't trust a dentist. Like, how does it? You have extra teeth? I don't.
Extra
I don't know
teeth. And they told me about it when I was a kid. And they said that if you get through your 20s, you should be okay. And I'm going to be 38 in August, and I'm not okay.
That's exactly what I heard, and I've been going with that, too. So that's lies.
It's lies. Lies. They tell you lies.
Fucking dentists, man.
Tell
fucking
me
oral
lies. Tell me, sweet
doctors.
But you know what, though? These dentists I've been going to, I like them a lot, and I'm going to keep going to them.
Tooth witchcraft.
Yeah, so it is what it is, and that's it. And I got my hair cut today. I was running around. That's why I'm drinking my little shaky shake.
Because I like your hair cutter.
It's the guy I go
What's
to.
What's the name of that band again?
Fit for an Autopsy. This is fantastic. My barber. I'm going to show my barber. My Joe Bed. That's his name. It's a stage name. I don't want to give his real name out.
But that's an awesome Joe Bad.
Yeah.
Like B-A-D?
B-A-D. Awesome. Look him up on Instagram.
Six letters is your first name and your last name.
My barber's singing, man.
I'm so jealous of that. He's killing it, too. They got like a little video going on. Check this out. Yeah. Fit for an Autopsy.
Fit for an Autopsy. That's Hollow Shell. Go to YouTube. Check it out.
That's actually pretty
cool.
And
he goes on tour. Like, he tours like Europe and the United States. And I get it. You know, he's only home for a certain amount of time. So whenever he's here, I definitely get a haircut.
I just like that he's a hairdresser and he sings like this death metal.
He's a barber. He looks the part. You know. I mean, but he's definitely a really good barber.
I thought it was a nice way of saying barber. Like,
no, barber's a barber.
Sanitation technician or something like that. You say hairdresser.
Okay. Well,
they're all barbers.
Nah, barber, I think, is the term.
Okay, no, school me. I'm not trying to hurt
people's
feelings.
That's what I would. My grandfather's a barber, and he never called him a hair technician.
not a hairdresser?
No, he's Rocco the Barber.
Rocco the Barber.
Anyone else, join us on Skype. Skype us in at OC Podcast. We always like to hear from you guys and what's going on in your world and everything else.
A hairdresser and a barber are not the same thing. I guess hairdresser would imply like a...
A hairdresser dresses hair. You don't necessarily get a haircut to go to a hairdresser.
Interesting.
Like, sometimes you want your hair done, and you want it styled a certain way. And
holy cow, that's what they mean by that?
I think so.
That's
I
what,
mean, that's what
do?
I'm going to go by. I go to a barber, get my hair cut, but he wants to do a different kind of haircut now.
Jesus.
So I'm going to be growing my hair out.
Learn something
not that
new every
cared,
day.
But it's very interesting to me.
Learn something new every day.
Learn something new every day. I'll be growing my hair out soon. But I have my 20-year reunion coming up, so I might want to wait until after that.
Really?
Yeah.
When's it coming up? Is it next week?
Next month, man.
Next month?
Oh. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, so yeah, you might want to.
It is, I think, Saturday, June 10th at Mulcahy's.
I skipped out on mine. Actually, I got sick on mine, and I didn't go.
No, I'm going, man.
But everybody looked like they were having the time of their lives. I should have gone. I regretted it. I should have gone sick.
I'm going.
Just
I got
not hugged anyone.
I got the comedian card. I'm gonna play the shit out of.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna. I'm looking forward to it too. I really enjoyed high school. I really liked high school a lot, and it's my 20-year reunion.
I didn't mind high school.
You know, it's 20 years.
Some people are like, I hated it.
No, I didn't hate it.
That's good.
No, I didn't hate it.
That's good. It shapes the douchebags of tomorrow. Like, the people that hated it become, like, terrible people, apparently.
You think so?
I don't know. But, like, that's, you always hear about that. They'd be like, oh, he was so weird in high school. and he like ends up being like a killer or something.
Oh, okay, that. You know, my brother. I'm gonna see if he's on because I haven't seen
him. I thought you were like, yeah, like my brother.
No, no. Not like that.
He owns a deli. I just.
I'm gonna see if I can Skype him because I haven't seen him. He's in Florida.
Florida.
We'll try to get him on.
Florida.
Florida. If he answers, he's probably got like a lot going on.
Yeah, he's got a business, a family.
But he wants to do 200. We'll see if we do 200 at Finn's Deli. Finn's Deli, 4646.
200. You should do a poster of it, make it look like 300, but it's 200.
What do you mean? Like the movie 300?
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
With the blood.
Mike.
You know, the 200 says blood.
Hello.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Hello.
You really busy?
Watching the Yankee game.
Oh, yeah?
Are they doing well?
Why isn't the video on?
What's up?
Why isn't the video on?
I don't know. How do you do it?
I don't know.
I thought you just didn't want it on.
You hit the camera.
There's no camera to hit.
There's a camera to hit.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
How are their baby bombers doing?
Now I see you.
You see me? I don't see you. I
do. All right. Oh, commotion.
I don't see you.
Uh-oh.
I hear the kids.
Can you see me?
No.
You can't see me right
no,
now?
No, I can't hear Rocco, though. There you are. Hi. Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. What's up, Rocco?
This is always fun for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, Rocco.
I mean, for them.
Do you think I have kids?
What?
I said, what do you think? You're going to call me? I'm not going to have kids climbing on
no,
me?
No, I don't mind.
No, no, no.
How's Florida?
It's good.
You look tan.
Did you go outside? I actually see the sun sometimes.
I go outside.
You're a vampire.
I go outside.
You're Twilight.
What do you call me?
You're Twilight.
Why is it Flylight?
Fat Twilight.
How long did it take you to think of that?
Right on the spot.
Right on the spot? Yeah. That's nice.
Hi, Terry.
That's real nice.
So you and Nick are going back to the WWE.
We went back to the WWE yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, how's that?
WWE.
Wonderful.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah.
What? How many times is that with that?
A million.
Okay.
Think about a baker's dozen.
I wasn't even trying to be facetious. I was just curious.
It's all right. I saw Bill yesterday outside. I was waiting for Nick. And he was walking
all it takes is one time for it to stick, right?
That's it. Listen, I've had success on it in the past.
Yep. Stop jumping. At one point, you were the skinnier brother.
It's true. There was one point I was the skinnier brother.
Wow, when was this?
2005.
I mean, I was better looking.
You're not better looking. Let's just be honest.
Hey!
Those noises would make great drops.
What are they doing?
Dead. Oh, you want to hear a good Lukey story?
Yeah, I like good Lukey stories.
From our trip?
Yeah.
So we're in the car, and we're following Rob and Danielle, like, everywhere, because they've been to the area before. Yeah. And we're at this aquarium, and we leave, and I can't find their car. I'm like, Trudy, where are they? So in the back seat, here comes a... They fucking left us.
I'm like, said what?
Like, that's
you
what
dropped
you say,
the right? F-bomb?
Like, no. He's like, they freaking left us?
He's dropping F-bombs now?
Yeah, apparently.
Hey! Where would he learn that?
I wonder why. Well. I wonder where they learned that from.
Another time, Luke's in the pool, and he met like a 4 or 5 year old kid, and he's swimming around, and we hear him go, "Hey, you know what my dad does? You know, I'm like, oh, what is he gonna brag about me?
Yeah,
after this kid, and he goes, my dad farts in my bedroom every night.
Kid's hilarious.
Yeah.
He knows what to say.
He knows, yeah, well, it's true, too.
Yeah.
He's dropping F-bombs now. Well, he's at that age. He's going to be 4.
Do you just laugh, or you tell
King looking for a job?
What?
And King Colin Deli looking for a job?
Why, you need people?
Yeah.
All right, well, so we'll get us a little. Anybody want a job? Go to Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road. Anyway, deli experience.
We got a couple of viewers here. We should.
Oh, what happened? You lost some crew.
We're losing some people.
Yeah. Was that because just going back to school and stuff like that, or just they don't want to work that anymore?
It's probably, you know, why do people quit jobs?
Yeah, it's true.
Why have you quit the 1,000 jobs you've had? Oh wait, you got fired from it. It's different.
Not all of them. I've left some jobs. I've had this job over 2 years, so.
What job?
The job I have now.
Oh, yeah.
He really likes this job.
I really do like this job.
He likes this job, Mike. He's found his calling.
It's a good job. I know. I'm surprised that he still has a job. I mean, I wish he still had the AT&T job, because then I can get hookups on my phone and stuff. Yeah. Like, the generators do nothing for me.
If you wanted a generator, I could.
I asked you for a generator. You told me to buy it somewhere else.
No, that's not what I said.
So
that's
I bought it somewhere else.
That's not what I said. You're looking for a brand that we don't have in a portable. We don't sell portable units.
Well, that's what I wanted.
And I got the price for you, and you said it was too much.
Yeah, I got it. I Amazon primed it.
All right, so you got what you wanted. You wanted a small little unit.
Prime a sandwich next time.
What?
Amazon Prime a sandwich next time.
You know what? I think you can. I can't chew it right now, really, anyway. So
I've seen things. They have, like, delivery systems where it comes, like, cold. You could deliver a sandwich.
Bill Amazon primes his dinner every night.
The drone comes to my window and drops it off.
I can't really chew that good right now.
You see that Gabrus wants a sandwich named after him?
Yeah, you'll probably do it, and not after my brother, as for your brother. Yeah. Why can't I have a sandwich named after me?
You got to be bigger when you have a TV special.
The name of your sandwich sounds horrible. At Comic Anthony D.
Well, because it's the Twitter. Well, you have to put the at, just Comic Anthony D. Because it's.
Grilled chicken egg sandwich.
Grilled chicken egg whites. Watch the F bombs.
Yeah, why is the kid dropping F bombs?
Yeah, she's like, where did he get from?
Where did he learn that from? It's where he learned it from.
I heard that too.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they come up with a good sandwich.
What's Gabriel's sandwich going to be?
I don't know.
You're going to give him a sandwich.
I get like these high school kids are coming every day.
Yeah.
This like fat one with like curly hair. You know, I have a picture of the Mass Eagle football team hanging up on the wall.
Yeah.
And one day he's like, it's like later on in the day, like 4 o'clock. He comes in for a sandwich with his buddies, and he's like, oh. Oh, I'm in that picture. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know they let the water boys in there. So like, we make fun of him every day. So then he's like, I want a sandwich named after me. So I call it the water boy, and I put it as like the hero of the day.
He's got some guy
joke. It's big, you know, they come in every day.
Well, why can't I get a sandwich?
They come in every day.
I put on the menu. I just put it on, like, you know, I have, like, the daily menus. I put it on, like, the hero.
Come on now. Let me get a sandwich. Trudy's got a sandwich.
One, I'll put it on the hero of the day, and I'll see how you – I'll tell you. I'll print out the POS.
It's a good – listen, everybody I tell that sandwich to, they said it sounds good.
No, it doesn't.
You have to share, Daddy.
Hey, Lukey. What's going on, bud?
Tell Uncle Cheese.
Hey, it's our favorite fan.
What do you want for my birthday?
What do you want for your birthday?
A yizzard for his birthday.
A yizzard?
Yeah.
I'm not touching no yizzard.
Yeah, well, he wants one.
Oh, Daddy's going to get you a yizzard.
Like a living one?
A living lizard, yeah.
No.
Get him a bearded dragon.
How about like a, do you want any Star Wars stuff?
he caught one of those little things in Aunt Mary. He just caught it in his hand, just like.
They don't do anything. Harmless.
They're creepy.
I don't even know how they poop.
Out of their butts.
Yeah.
I know, but I mean, like, what does it even look like? You don't know if it's pooping in your hand or whatever. You don't know.
It's lizard. The lizards are gross.
Watch them Planet Earth.
I didn't even help him do it. He caught that himself.
He's no fear. No fear.
No fear. So when we get a little lizard and you come over, you know he's I have to show you.
I don't want to see it.
No, Bearded Dragon, man. They're fun.
I don't want, I'm not going to let him near it.
I'd like to see how fast you, get away from it.
Okay, well, listen.
I've seen
you gotta post that.
When bees are around, too, it's pretty funny.
Oh, that's what actually separated our conversation the other day in the parking lot. There was a bee flying around the van. He was very persistent.
I don't have a van. I got an SUV.
You're whatever it is.
Here comes Anthony's walking to the backyard to like a party. He's like, oh, my leg hurts. This hurts. And he sits down. He's out in the front yard running the sprint.
Listen, fear gives you a little adrenaline shot. And you... I don't like bees.
Yeah, me neither. Even though I got stung by one recently, and I thought it'd be worse.
No. Are you going to be home tomorrow?
Yes. Tomorrow's Wednesday, yes.
Yeah, because I got to go to the dentist, and I was going to come by and bring the kids cake pops.
Okay. Don't bring me anything.
You don't want anything?
Yeah. I'm trying to limit my sugary coffee intake.
Oh, he should join Weight Watchers with you.
Yeah. Well, no, he's perfect. He doesn't have to do anything.
He can't go and sit, you know.
What?
Half an hour to go sit and talk with those.
Where are you going
people?
In and out? Hold on. What are you saying? You want to go in and out?
That I don't have time to go sit with those people and listen to what they're talking about.
All right. Well, I'm not saying you have to go, but I like the. You know what? We actually, this meeting's actually pretty good.
Do you have a? Do you have any hot girls in your
school? Hire a girl.
It's a girl.
You still have that like lifetime pass?
Yeah, not lifetime pass, but I have the thing. So.
Pay it month? I still pay it. Yeah, I could go if I wanted.
Yeah, I mean, I kept it. You should have seen me against it. I'm like, I just want to start over. She's like, but you have the thing. I'm like, yeah, just please, just can you put it at zero? Just start it over.
I love it.
I was like so embarrassed.
But, all right, I'll let you go.
All right.
I gotta
bye, Mike.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
Always have a pleasure.
All right.
That desk.
I can't eat if the phone went out.
I said, have fun jerking each other off underneath that desk.
All right. Then we'll leave it at that.
My hands are right here.
See you later.
Okay. God damn it.
There's my brother, Mike DiDomenico, the proprietor of Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. And if anybody with deli experience is looking for a job, go in there and...
He'll jerk you off.
Yeah.
And get your job.
I want a sandwich. The fuck can I have a sandwich?
Oh, Metzler.
Listen, I'm going to say...
Let's go Rangers.
I'm gonna say the sandwich, and anybody listening, if you want to write in, tell me if you think it's good. It's grilled chicken.
Which is good.
Egg whites.
Those are okay.
American cheese.
I like that.
Salt, pepper, ketchup.
That's good.
On a whole wheat hero.
Oh, that's like a little bit of everything.
It's delicious.
It sounds delicious. That's not bad at all.
Does he use boar's head? Yes, Scott, he uses boar's head. I don't understand why that's not a good sandwich. That's what my sandwich. I wanted to be called the Comic Anthony D.
I don't know about the name.
Well, I was going to do it because my Twitter handle's Comic Anthony D, my Snapchat, Instagram.
I know. You're trying to keep it consistent. I don't think this sandwich is going to propel you.
Should we call it the Uncle Cheese?
That's kind of much better.
You know what? I just thought of that. The Uncle Cheese. Let me get like a cheese sandwich. The Uncle Cheese.
That's pretty good, man.
I think we're going
to
do something
that's more
cheese.
Fun to me. Like, because then you can have, like, on your website, be like, at Comic Anthony D, home of the Uncle Cheese.
Home of the Uncle Cheese. Because the kids call me. They just heard
it. I heard
call
it.
Call me Cheese.
Cheese.
Uncle Cheese. That's Rocco calls me. Yeah, he doesn't say uncle yet.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool.
He'll put it together. Like, Luke says
Uncle Cheese.
Of
course he'll put it together. He's
I like
a
that.
Child.
Luke dropping F-bombs. That's pretty funny.
That's really funny.
They fucking left us. You know what? It's weird. Like he turned into like a little man. Just all of a sudden, like where he's like,
that's how it happens.
Where he's saying like real word. Like you know, they always talk, but all of a sudden now he's like these full sentences where he's like,
well, that's how it happens.
Just like dropping knowledge on you, Scott. What's on the sandwich? It's grilled chicken, American cheese, egg whites, salt, pepper, ketchup on a whole wheat hero. Scott says chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, and marinara sauce would be awesome. Yes, but the point is, I'm trying to get healthy and lose weight, so that sandwich would not be awesome at the moment.
Yeah, that sandwich is should be called the counterproductive sandwich.
Yeah, it's like what I'm not trying to do sandwich. So maybe we'll call it the Uncle Cheese, And maybe that'll be the name
of it. David Ward. No bacon on that.
No. Come on.
That'll ruin it. That'll ruin everything. Damn you.
You know what? I like bacon, but let me tell you, I don't subscribe to the overly I'm into bacon.
Oh, yeah? You wouldn't? I had chocolate-covered bacon. It was good.
I like bacon. People are like, oh, bacon. That's all it is I just need bacon and bacon to get by. Like, when did that become
true.
All right, get over it. It's bacon. You all had bacon. We know what it is.
It's one of those things. It's like the Patriots. It's like when people get a little too excited about it, it's like, all right, calm down.
It's like they just discovered bacon.
Yeah, it's like a...
I've been eating bacon since day one.
Or even, honestly, I know you like the Yankees, but that's how Yankees fans are to me sometimes. Not anymore these days. I'm glad that they got a little humbled by everything.
I've always been humbled. I grew up... You're not that crazy. They were trash. They were garbage. And then all of a sudden they started getting good, and they stayed good because they got a good front office. They brought in the right guys. A little bit of a dynasty. Why do I got to suffer for that?
No, you're fine. I like your team.
I'm an Islanders fan. I'm allowed to have one team that fucking wins.
No, I...
And I'm a Giants fan, too. They win a lot, too.
But yeah, I like the Jets and the Knicks and the Mets.
Yeah, I like the Knicks, too. And do you like the Mets, though? Or are you just like, that's your team? Because you follow them? You watch them?
Yeah, I do. It's terrible. You know what it is? It's like because there was always the Mets flag around, you know? And I'm like, okay, I'll get into baseball. And I'm following the Mets. And I'm like, another team that's just fucked up? Like, I can't handle it. Because I'm a big Knicks-Jets fan. Those are really my teams.
Those are the sports you really love. I love those teams.
But
Baseball
is making it so hard. And I like, you know, I have this thing with Mickey Mantle.
You like Mickey Mantle?
Well, he has this. Years ago, there was this numerologist at my job.
I never heard this before.
Yeah. He and I got into a fight because he was a bully.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like, I didn't care about the job that much where I'm gonna take this guy's shit. And I was a really good writer, so I wrote him some passionate, angry emails like, you don't fucking talk to me this way, you motherfucker. Like, you know. And he was like, I'm sorry, you know, blah, blah, blah. He does numerology. He was like a number genius guy, and he was also in love with numerology. So he does my little profile, and he tells me that it's very similar to Mickey Mantle's, who is a beloved, womanizing person prone to vices.
Yeah, he was, man. Mickey Mantle, I mean, in the early 60s, was living the dream.
Yeah, and he left giant tips. He was a very humble dude.
And the press protected him. Like, they would go out and just, like, cause mayhem every night. Like, they were out drinking, bagging chicks.
Yeah.
He's playing for the Yankees, making a ton of money.
That's fucking fascinating to me and kind of cool.
That's you know, old I like, school.
I like those... You know, vanguardy people that succeed.
Everybody's getting all excited because the Rangers are up 2-0. You're also down 2-0 in the series, so get excited about that.
Yeah, you got to win this game, man.
Yeah, I don't really care.
He doesn't care.
I don't.
We went over this before the show.
Right now, I'm so into the Yankees right now. This young team is really...
They're fun, man. They're a lot of fun.
Judge hitting fucking bombs left and right.
Judge and you know, all these
you know,
dudes.
I don't know if anybody saw. This is not my hockey podcast. This is not the hockey podcast. Anthony, what upsets me is the Yankee fans who say we have 27 rings when half of them weren't alive.
All right, I'm with that because that is annoying. That is annoying.
The fact is they have 27 rings. You can't deny that's a fact. And that's something to be proud of. They have the most championships, I think, of any sports team.
They do look good right now, too.
So what's not to be proud of? And I could say 27 rings. I'll say it, 27 rings.
No, they got this other guy, too, in the minor leagues. That's an animal.
Mm-hmm. That's all they got are animals. Young fucking beasts that are going to start another fucking, what do you call it?
David said, also remember that he lived like that, Mickey Mantle, because he didn't expect to live past 40.
Yeah, well, listen.
Well, you know, I didn't live that hard, so, and I'm getting there.
No, we're not Mickey Mantle level. We're just...
yeah, not even close.
I can just respect the man.
Not even close. I'm still trying to, like, hook up my wife. That's unsuccessfully.
Yeah, I'm just respecting the guy. You know, that's hardcore right there.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, think about that. That's crazy living.
Let's talk lacrosse.
Let's talk. Mike Boyd, he's my old Boar's Head guy. We were talking about King. I actually I was speaking to my old deli manager Wayne lacrosse. The other night. Yeah, Mike looks like a lacrosse guy. He looks like a guy who models Izod's.
Everybody's got their favorite.
He wears
Izod's
and khakis. It's he's been carved out of cream cheese.
Professional.
That was Mike.
Carved out of cream cheese.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Mike was the Boar's Head guy. His girlfriend was the free sample girl. Smoking hot.
I like thoughts on Crosby smoking last hot. Night. I don't know what happened. Did they win?
I don't know. I was last night. I went to Weight Watchers. I came home. I meal prepped for today, and then I went. I watched Raw. Went to bed.
Yeah, it sounds like a wonderful day.
Like seriously, I don't care about Crosby. You know what it is? I usually watch the playoffs. I really get into the hockey playoffs. It's hard for me this year because the Islanders missed it by a point. So I'm so fucking aggravated about that I haven't been really watching. But I'm sure Crosby did something fucking bullshit.
No, look at this. Cross check to the head, got a concussion.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of into that. We'll talk about it on Not Another Puckin' Podcast, Comedians on Hockey.
Yeah, that's, you know, you jump into the sports, people want to,
No, I understand. And I love sports, but right now I'm just like so into this fucking Yankee team.
I have nothing. As a sports fan, I have nothing.
And I have no urge to go to the games.
My friend from high school is watching. He's a Dallas fan.
Mike says playoff hockey, Anthony. Mike, you know what though? It was the Monday Night Raw after a pay-per-view. So I was I'm into wrestling. Wrestling's my my thing too, so I haven't even done my wrestling podcast in a while.
Oh, really?
I just was, you know.
You were down. You were down. They were pulling
down a little bit. I've also been writing for the Chris Roach Roast.
Oh yeah,
writing for that. I had some new bits. I had some new bits on Sunday.
Came out pretty good.
I'm trying to sell my T-shirt.
Your
paint night.
Yeah,
just living the dream. Living the dream. You know, it was funny. We went to. I got recognized at the Weight Watcher meeting last night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that makes you feel good. That makes it all
worthwhile. It does. let's see what Mike says. Mike says you should slice bologna like a girl too. You used to slice bologna like a girl too. Mike, no one sliced like I fucking sliced. I was like Tom Cruise in Cocktail with that shit.
Yeah,
I twirling the bolognese, putting it onto the slicer. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I was awesome in the deli. I was actually talking to my old deli manager, Wayne, about like all
flipping
this.
The bologna log behind your back.
Twirl it in my hand and put it in like that.
That's cool, too. That's like
Mike
cool
would get mad because I didn't show the first slice. Yeah, I showed the first slice. So he's like, Anthony,
show
the first slice. I'm right here.
You're so caught up and you're awesome.
No, I just didn't want to. I just knew I sliced it perfect.
Yeah, you were so caught up and you're awesome.
He was like, Anthony. So, you know, at least do it when I'm here. You know, I'm going to tell on you. Tell on me.
How much, let's see. How much weight did you drop?
I didn't drop any weight yet. I just my day.
Patty used to know how to slice bologna. You use a glove and you sliced your mittens.
Oh, my
times.
God. She would come on the counter. This woman, Patty. First of all, she had like a mane of hair.
That was before hair nets?
Badly bleached hair that would like come out of her. The back of her hat. It would, like, explode out of the back of her hat. And I was talking about this with my old deli manager, Wayne. When she sliced, I'll show you on the thing. She was like.
Put her whole body into it.
Her whole body was like. Rah, rah, rah.
That's how I like it. That's how I like my bologna
sliced.
She was
so aggravated with it. And she was like, who's next? What are you doing? And her whole thing was like grilling. She used to waste her day grilling. And if anybody would grill, she's like, what the fuck are you doing? I grill. I'm the one who grills.
Why was she? She was really good at grilling.
No, she just didn't want to do anything else.
Oh, I got it. Oh, she might be listening.
I don't know. She's not listening. I don't even know. I haven't seen her since she left that place.
She might not be alive. She's, you know
what?
Hopefully not.
I was like,
which
weird because
not.
She had a daughter who was overweight, and she like make fun of her to all of us.
Really?
Like, she showed, like, it was, like, prom. Like,
that is mean.
Oh, my God. It was the prom, and
she fat-shamed her daughter?
Yeah, the other woman I worked with. The other woman I worked with, her daughter was going to the prom. They were going to the prom. Different schools. But they were showing pictures, and the woman Lil I work with, her daughter's thin. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Who cares? You know, mm-hmm. daughter was heavy, thin. Who gives a shit? So she goes, here's Lil's picture, and here's my daughter. And she went,
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I'm sitting there. I was like, this is your daughter.
That's fucked up beyond belief, man.
Like, seriously.
Oh, people are monsters. I really actually my heart goes out to her.
I'm like,
her,
how
man. That's
could
terrible.
You, like, you know.
That's terrible. I just feel like for women, self-esteem is, everybody. Self-esteem is hard to come by. And, like, if you're a person, like, strong position in that person's life, and they can't turn to you for support or self-esteem, that's really messed up.
I don't have kids, and I don't know the first thing about parenting, you know.
But you know you won't do that.
I would never do that. Listen, I have my nephews.
Call it instincts.
I would love my nephews no matter what they look like. I don't, you know. I'm lucky they have the most two gorgeous creatures in the world, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you don't know. I mean, why? This is your kid.
Like, yeah, but, like, you know, you think somebody in school is going to give them that kind of reinforcement?
I'm saying, they get that shit enough at school and whatnot. What you're the person at home that should be, like, the support. Like, and listen, I'm sure at one point everybody's gets disappointed in their kids or ashamed or embarrassed by something. God knows I've done things that probably, you know, my family is very embarrassed about, and I don't live, like, you know, the straight and narrow. But you know what, though? I've never gotten anything but support.
Yeah, they still like you.
Yeah, like, they still exactly. Like, you know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's, and to do that to somebody, especially in front of people, your coworkers.
But, like, what are you trying to do there? Like, are you trying to embolden yourself? Or are you really trying to destroy that person's reputation for the rest of their lives?
I don't know what she was doing.
What's the motivation there? That's very weird.
What did he say here? I don't care what Marty said about you, Anthony. You were a sweet guy. Thanks, Mike. I was always a sweet guy. I was always a good guy there.
And yeah, I did shout out Dallas. You know, I was trying to say that you were very excited about the Cowboys. I forgot where that comes from, but he loved the Aikman and all that.
I didn't give
stuff.
Any shout out to Dallas. Fuck Dallas. But I was talking. I was talking about Odell Manager Wayne. Like I said,
he's a good guy.
We were talking about this. I gotta write a movie. King Cullen the movie.
King Cullen the movie.
You know, we were laughing our asses off. We were really like belly laughing about shit we used to do.
You gotta call it something else. You gotta call it like Queen Cullen or something.
Just saying, like,
that.
You know. But, like, when Wayne first started coming around, he was what they called a floater, which is he would cover for the manager when he's on vacation.
We have floaters.
We ended each week with in the walk-in eating in a Carvel ice cream cake with our hands. That's how we used to do it. That's how we used to do it every week. Mm. We would do, like, stuff like, you know, we would call, like, you know, people that ordered, like, foreskin potato salad. No, wait, not foreskin. Is it foreskin potato?
Yeah. Probably.
No, three skin. It was three skin potato salad. But we used to go, hey, you want a half pound of the foreskin? And, like, yes, please, half pound. Or, like, they would want a half pound of bologna, like, just blow me, half pound of the blow me. Like, we would say stuff like that. Or just, like, we would sing, make up songs about people that work there. And
it was a simpler time.
Simpler time, man. It was a lot of fun. It was really a lot of fun at King Cullen. And we had, like, we had these guys who worked there. We called them the Bills. There were three Bills: sweaty, sloppy, and sleazy. Sweaty, obviously, he was sweaty.
Yeah, of course.
Sloppy was a mess.
Yeah, he said,
"What was this rock and roll, John?" I don't know what he's talking about.
Hi, Terry. He said, "Who was Wayne's partner in crime, John? Rock and roll, John?"
I don't know.
Doesn't ring a bell.
I think so. I think John was number one, but I was his partner in crime for many years. I was the partner in crime. Me. We sabotaged. But I'm gonna write something. We just bits about it because it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a fun job.
Yeah, everybody has jobs like that. And I met my wife at Old Navy. I used to have Old Navy hijinks. I've been talking about it lately in the set.
You should, man. I mean, you folded pants. It's
I graduated to folding pants. You don't just walk in there and fold pants, dude. But, you got to be a denim expert.
And listen, you met your wife at Old Navy.
That's right.
Old Navy did a lot for you.
It did. It was a big deal for me.
Not only was it a comfortable pair of pants.
Actually, I'm wearing some Old Navy pants now, and they are. I just tried on like all my pants because you know, same issue. I mean, you know, I'm getting heavy. I gotta figure it out. And the only pants that fit right are my Old Navy pants.
I remember the first time I was able to wear Old Navy pants after I had lost weight when I was a skinny brother. It's a nice feeling. Some guy actually talked about it in the meeting yesterday. For the first time, he was able to buy pants at Old Navy.
Holy cow, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Terry says 5-0 Yankees. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. This is how we do it.
Wow, look at that. The Yankees, the baby bombers. I don't like that.
I like that they call them baby bombers.
You do like it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
If anybody wants to Skype in and talk to us, Skype us at OC Podcast. We like to hear from everybody. David Ward says, which King Cullen? My mother-in-law works at a couple, what? And at the courtesy desk. I worked in Belmore, store 50. Store 50.
5-0. I had my nephew's communion this weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Aiden, you know.
He's made his communion already?
Fucking 8 years old, man.
Holy shit,
he's a big
dude.
Old boy now. Yeah, it was fine. I just don't go to church a lot. It's very weird for me.
It's up, down.
It's gotten worse, I feel like, with the up, down.
Yeah, the priests always speak different languages now.
Yeah, it's like with the up, down. That's really... Like, either up or down, man.
Yeah, I don't...
What's up with the up, down? Like, I feel like you should have your choice, you know? But then it's going to become Colin Kaepernick-ish, and it's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah,
if I say things.
And then the priest that, you know, they get these guys in foreign countries. They don't speak English.
That doesn't really bother me, because if you go there regularly, it's the up, down, up, down, up, down, eat the bread, it's over. Shake hands, you know? And, like, I like the shake hands part, because that's, like, kind of like... If you look at the people in front of you and back of you, you'd be like, should I shake
these? Yeah, I do.
People's hands? They're shaking their hands.
The priest at my mother's funeral was saying Lydia.
Said what's Lydia. That?
My mother's name was Lydia.
They were saying it wrong?
But she was going, Lydia, Lydia.
Oh, that's no. It, yeah. You had like
Lydia.
A...
And like an African.
Oh, no.
Lydia.
Oh, man.
Like, you know what, though? It was kind of like a little levity and a bad situation.
Yeah.
Because we looked at each other. I know. What the fuck is he saying? Like,
I know. And it's like, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, that guy worked hard. He was, you know, he overcame all these obstacles.
He came to America to become a priest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's he really, you know.
We think about the lineage. Somebody went to Africa on a missionary, you know, and taught
this
guy's
touched lives, probably.
Like, he heard, like, the teaching of Christ.
Yeah.
And he became, he's like,
he was inspired.
He was excited,
you know,
and he went out.
Inspired to go do good.
Then he's sitting in front of the DiDomenico boys saying Lydia. And we're like, what the fuck is he saying? Like,
this guy's the worst, you know?
AJ Smart says, yo, what's up, friends? What's up, AJ? AJ.
How are you, man?
20-year reunion. It's coming up. You better
you're ready.
Be going, man. You better be at that
I'm
reunion.
Going. I'm not going.
Bill's going. Aaron Judge. Amazing. He's the man. Did he hit another home run, Terry?
I guess so.
Aaron Judge is so
that
good,
or he
man.
Just hit a triple
so
or something.
Fucking good.
He's pretty cool, man.
6'7".
I know.
2 inches from heaven. Nick says 33 points left. My partner in girth and now in weight loss. It's good to have like a friend going with it. You know, it's...
Oh, so he's got 33 points left.
Yeah.
At this time. That's pretty good then.
We have so many points. We have so many points. AJ says, I'm going. I just started pregame. It's next month. I have like 40 points left.
Wow. What are you going to do?
I'm going to make something to eat, but I'm not going to eat all my points. You know, it's a lot of points. I'm full. Like, I just had that shake. You know, what am I going
to
do?
So what's the idea? Is to stay under the points or to hit the points?
They want you to hit the points, but listen, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to force myself to eat.
So if you get thinner, you get less points? Or
yeah, the more you weight you lose, the less points you get.
Interesting.
Here's the thing. Sometimes if you don't eat like close to your point, you don't lose weight because your body feels like it's like starving. It's weird. Gotcha. It's a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, well, they keep bringing new science to the game.
They do. And it's changed. It goes by a couple of things. It's more like, you know, the program now is more like sugar, like cutting the sugar out of your life. Because sugar's not good. Nick says, I can't be Wilt Chamberlain tonight. It's too much.
What's that mean?
Well, because he was...
Oh, the 100 points?
100 points.
100 point game? That's awesome.
Wilt Chamberlain. I get 93 points. Yeah, what did Will say? You read it out, Bill.
Says, I don't know about points.
I don't know about points, but I need to lose weight too. And all I do know is Grabner and his post-Islanders robo-groin scored another goal tonight. This is killing me. And so do I.
Well, I mean, I'm not a fan of the Rangers, so, I mean, I don't give a shit.
You should just loop that.
Grabner wasn't playing well on the Islanders, so what am I going to do? What did Nick say? Girth?
Girth boys get the max points.
We're at max points. They were talking about it yesterday, and I was like, oh, my God, infinity points.
Infinity points.
Yeah.
They're like, stop eating crap.
But, like, we're like the only... It's like,
there's fill up 100 points of good shit.
There's, like, three dudes in the meeting, and me and Nick are both two of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the other dude? Is he cool?
He's married. He seems cool. I don't know.
Seems like an all right guy.
Yeah, but, like, it's weird that with the program, like, they have their own social media.
Really? What does
like
that mean?
Like a Weight Watchers Instagram.
So what is that? Like, is that the people in your group or, like, the whole organization?
No, like, you could, like, hashtag things and, like, you know, you can look up hashtags, like WW Wantaw, and people, like, post from, like, the Wantaw location.
One of the most popular locations, I'm told.
Yeah. Well, I saw you there. It was weird, like, you walking out, and I saw, like, well, I'm like, what did I see Bill today? Yeah, and, like, you looked at me, like, a little shocked, a little surprised.
Yeah, I was, because at first I was like, because I thought I saw Nick earlier, to be honest.
He was there earlier.
Was he really there
earlier?
Yeah, he
came back to the meeting with me.
Was he there with, like, an older person?
I don't know. I don't know if he went by himself or not.
I saw somebody there with an older person that was, like, in a van. And,
I don't know if Nick was an older
that's
person.
That's why it kind of looked at him, but I was like, nah, I think that guy's bigger than Nick.
I don't think Nick was with anybody in a van.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
So I don't know if that's...
So
that
was I was going to run out and say hi, but I was like, you know what? I don't know if that's the guy kind of looks like. He looks a lot like him, this guy.
I was going to come in, but I thought you were closed. Which you were. You were closing.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
Okay, I was there before then. What did he say?
I went with my mom.
Oh, Nick?
That might have been him.
Okay, but in a van?
I don't know if it's a van. I'm very bad with details.
What would Will say?
He said... I think he meant, oh, wow, I used to go there 3 years ago. Ron was the name of the speaker. He was like Robin Williams in the Birdcage. He's still there.
That's Ron. No, he's not there.
Oh, he's not there.
That's Ron. I used to go then, too. Ron was the leader on Sunday mornings I used to go. And he, as we were walking in, me and my mom and my brother used to go. And he would... As we were walking in, he'd be like, your sons will come out tomorrow, because he was gay. But he was like, your sons will come out tomorrow. He's saying it's my
mom. Got it.
Well, he was great, though. I'm still friends with Ron to this day, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, I was with him when I became the skinny brother. He helped me to that.
When I rob a bank, I want to be the only witness.
For what?
Oh, I think he said he wants me to be the only witness because I can't remember the details.
Oh, wait, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. If that was the case, dude. They would...
Oh, yeah, they give you that test all the time. They're
like yeah, he was wearing a hat and...
He wasn't.
He had hair.
He might have been.
I don't know.
Not wearing a hat.
Yeah, Ron was great. Ron was a great leader. And there you were. Sorry, yawning my own podcast.
I figured it out.
You hear those sirens in the background.
No, what's those are, I think, like fire trucks.
Fire engines.
Yeah.
Fire. But you know,
it's good radio.
We weren't here. Did I tell you that I got to open for Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
You were opening for Hacksaw Jim Duggan last
night. Yeah, we missed that. I got to open for Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah, that's good. That
was
amazing.
Awesome, man.
How was his whole shtick? Was it well received?
Yeah, and let me tell you something. The dude put a good show together. Like, he had great stories, very entertaining. Like, you stuck with him the whole time.
Yeah?
Like, he didn't try to be what he wasn't. Like, he wasn't trying to be just a comic. He was telling really entertaining and funny stories. It was a lot of fun. I really appreciated it.
I want to hear more about Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Does he do the hoe?
He's got the 2x4.
The 2x4.
Yeah.
The hacksaw. He never had a hacksaw.
No, but he became Hacksaw Jim Duggan before he had the 2x4.
Yeah.
Told the story. The reason he had the 2x4 was that what's his name? Bruiser Brody goes, Duggan, if you're gonna bring something to the ring, make sure you could use it on the way out. Because he was a heel back in the day. And people would like throw things and spit on him and stuff. So he used to come out swinging the 2x4 like crazy and no one messed with him.
I remember that. Ah, so see little things.
John Ziegler says Judge hit number 11.
Wow.
I'm liking that Aaron Judge, liking him a lot.
Yeah, he's pretty much.
He's like I said before, he's 6'7", 2 inches from heaven.
He's Rambo. He's like a one man army.
Yeah, the guy's doing it, man.
It's incredible.
Getting excited. In the pants about the New York Yankees. What Will says. Will says, how many times did he say tough guy used to be?
Oh, I love
referring
that.
Oh, yeah, he said a few times. Hey, tough guy. It's his brother. He says brother a lot. Like, hey, brother. Like, you know, like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That was Hogan said
but
brother every other
I think all the old wrestlers said it. Like Macho Man said it, too. Yeah, you know what, though? He was the nicest guy. He was such a nice guy.
He seems that way.
Met his wife, sweetheart. It's funny though. Nick came down, my buddy, Nizza, and he went in to get an autograph. And she goes, she called him Anthony. Thought it was me.
Really?
Yeah. She goes, you're Anthony, right? And he's like, no, that's my friend. Well, I know who it is, but he told me a couple of jokes that he really liked. It was not, you know, about mine, which was kind of cool because I grew up watching Hacksaw Jim Duggan and being a fan of his. So, like, for him to tell me that he liked something that I did was really...
That's cool.
It set off a cool week because I opened for Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I had a great... Like, this weekend, a couple of cool things happened. I'm a big fan of the wrestling podcast, Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Bruce Pritchard was a guy, if you guys remember, in WWF, he was Brother Love.
I love that guy.
Yeah. So he's got a podcast, and he, hold on a second. John Ziegler goes, I know you 7 years, and I called him Anthony. Not Nick. So he has a wrestling podcast that I love. I watch all the time. And they were talking this one story about Mark Merrow, about when he was coming over from WCW. He used to be Johnny B. Bad, but they're going to change him. And he's like, you guys can call me Marco Mero. And I'll go to the crowd, Marco. They'll go, Mero. Mark, like Marco Polo.
Uh-huh.
So I photoshopped Marco Mero in a pool. Mark Mero in a pool. And just going, Marco. And got retweeted by Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, the guys on the show.
That's really cool.
And then I tweeted something at Dane Cook Saturday night, and that got retweeted by Dane Cook.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just excited about that. 50-something
You're writing good tweets.
It wasn't even that. I was going to bed on Saturday night. It's like 2 in the morning.
These are genius tweets.
Hold on, wait.
Oh, my God. I could just run outside and get a black and white milkshake right now.
I was the movie My Best Friend's Girl was on. And it was the beginning of the scene where he's going on the date in the beginning and he's eating the burrito like a vagina. And then, like, she's like, would you like to try our famine fry, our feast of famine fries? And he's like, She could use a little more, a little less feast and a little more famine. So I tweeted that. I just took a video of that and I tweeted at him, like, perfect, that movie to end the night with. And he retweeted it right away.
Wow.
And then I've had like over 50,000 people like come to my Twitter and look at things.
Ever since?
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Then nothing happened. I'm still.
They didn't follow you?
Retweet this. I got a couple of follows of it. A couple of follows, profile clicks. Today we had a spike in on the website.
In listenership?
On the website. People just, you know, spike. He missed
Somebody
us.
Actually told me the other day that they, oh, Uncle Tom, Lauren's Uncle Tom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, big shout out to Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
He was
Tom.
Like, I saw your thingy thing. I clicked on it, and I thought it was very humorous.
Is that how he
Nah, he's a cool guy. But it was something like that.
That's funny if that's how because
he didn't know
a thingy thing.
He I forgot what he called it. A face link. He did one of those things. Well, like yeah, he combined everything.
He's actually on Facebook.
Yeah.
My pop's not on Facebook.
Oh,
he
yeah?
listens to the show. Like he'll listen. Like you know, he listens on like Thursday because
said he was like you guys are a pisser.
No good, Uncle Tom. Thank you. My pop listens to Howard from Monday through Wednesday. Then Howard's not on Thursdays and Fridays, so that's when he starts the podcast. But he doesn't watch live. He's like,
at least we're in his rotation. That's all I care about.
We were actually he was at my brother's. You saw him in the background.
Yeah. That's where he is. He usually there. Is that what's going on there?
Yeah, he usually goes by and sees the kids.
That's cool.
I haven't seen the kids since they left for Florida. I missed them. I was happy, you know, and. Glad they still remember
who I am. How often do you
am.
See them?
Like once a week. Just with shows.
Wow. I'm like a serial killer with my family, I tell you. I have no, you know, like a sociopath or something. The one that's less likely to kill
with
you.
With podcasts just and shows, I really
emotionless.
I only get to see them like once a week. I wish I could see them more, you know.
That's the thing. I never see, like, I need to go see my parents. I haven't seen them in a while. Like,
you know
weeks.
What? My Uncle Phil. You know?
My niece.
My Uncle
I never
Phil,
see her.
My
seen
Uncle
it
Phil would come by once a week and hang out with me and my brother. Like, you know, my Uncle Joey saw him all the time. Like, you know, growing up, I saw
him. It's nuts. See, I got to do that. I got to be that guy or else I'm going to get phased out. I'm too much of a recluse.
You know what it is? It's just so much fun when they call me Uncle Cheese. Like, I get such a kick out of it.
Yeah, that's really fun.
Actually, somebody.
Those two boys, and I like all the Star Wars stuff you get to do
with
them.
And he wants an Izzard. I don't want no Izzards.
See, I would do that. I would get into that all over again.
AJ says Aunt Mary joining in. I don't know. Aunt Mary hasn't chimed in. She's never
Judge did
in.
It again. 7-0 Yankees.
Nice.
Holy, kidding me? That's incredible.
And now what am I doing? I'm doing. I should be watching the game. I'm talking to Bill.
Whatever. It's like game. Whatever in the
it's
regular season.
I know.
It is exciting to see it. I get it.
What was I going to say? So like I get all charged up when they call me Uncle Cheese. Actually, Sunday, a guy came out of the show and goes, is your nickname Uncle Cheese?
Really?
Yeah, because I guess I do a joke about it. But I didn't do it that night. And I was like, yeah, I said, the kids call me Uncle Cheese. I like it.
Was he like, actually, that name's copyrighted and I'm actually here to serve you?
Yeah. He's like, actually, you're not Uncle Cheese. There's another Uncle There's Cheese.
That. You're the one that runs around calling himself Uncle Cheese?
Which cheese are you? We have to be specific here because there's an Uncle Cheddar, there's a Gouda.
Uncle Cheese is a comedic actor.
I like being called Uncle Cheese.
Suing you for stealing his
You
likeness.
Know what it is? I don't have like, what do you call it?
A nickname?
It's not a, oh, who's?
Who that?
Was that AJ? Oh. It was AJ. Yeah. I'll answer AJ real quickly before we get out of here. AJ! Yeah.
What's up, man?
Oh.
What's going on, man? Ah, oh. That's disgusting.
It was gross.
Fucking nipple.
Yeah, it was a little hairy.
What are you doing?
Don't tell people.
It's hairy. He just got a hairy nipple.
I gave up.
I'm close.
What
I
are you doing,
you.
Man?
I just got back from a hockey tournament trip to Pittsburgh, and I came home to this. And I'm borderline killing myself or going back to Pittsburgh.
Didn't you win like a medal or something?
Oh, kids.
Oh, yeah, we won the silver medal.
Nice.
Yeah, we beat some teams. Oh, the fucking Rangers just scored again. Motherfucker.
He hates the Rangers.
Yeah, they're killing it. Well, whatever. They, you know.
And Rick Nash. It was Rick Nash.
He's getting nasty. They say here nasty.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, Ranger fans are the fucking worst.
Nasty dog. Nasty dog. Hey, doing that stupid song.
What do Islander fans say? Well, what are your guys' things?
We do the yes chant. I like that.
Okay, but that's it? That's all you got?
Yeah, but I'm really excited about that because it's Daniel Bryan's thing from WWE.
Oh, okay. What about when Tavares does something cool? He's like the best, right?
He doesn't
have a thing?
No, he pumps his fist. He gets out on one knee and it's a gentleman.
Oh, then that's cool.
It's the point. It's like he does like the arrow shoot.
Yeah, does the arrow shoot.
Oh, okay, that's fun.
Terry says, I said hi to Ziegler and no answer. Boo. Boo-hoo. If you said it to him on here, Ziegler doesn't know how to work Facebook, so.
Not only that, he's probably not logged off by now anymore. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Comes and goes.
Yeah. So you excited about this reunion? 20 years, man.
Yeah, man. Chrissy's coming with me. I was surprised.
I'm trying to get Rasa to go.
He doesn't want to go?
I think he's going to go, but, you know, him parting with, like, you know, money for the ticket is another thing.
Can I bring my wives to these things? Can I do that?
AG, your phone went out.
Doesn't he live right here on Beltung?
Yeah, but he's still got to pay for a ticket. It's because you live on Beltung doesn't mean you don't pay for a ticket.
All right, good point.
So you bring
Ross, is he on tonight?
No, he hasn't been on.
Big.
He's probably doing something with the kids. The kids play sports.
He's busy. Oh, the kids take sports. Ironing Jenko jeans takes a long time because they're secured.
You know, it's funny. I still dress like I did in high school. I haven't changed. I still got a chain wallet, fucking ripped pants on the bottom.
Vikings pullover jacket.
He still has a Vikings pullover jacket.
Okay.
What happened to school tomorrow?
She's getting ready for school tomorrow.
Why is she all, like, in a dress? Is she like a full dress?
It's a nightgown, huh?
Oh, I thought it was like one of those like princess dresses.
That's exactly. It's Princess Elena, the new hot Spanish one.
Oh, I never know who that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where is she from? Isn't she from Ecuador?
Central America?
Oh, you're right. She's Latin. I'm sorry.
She's Latina.
Bill's Latin.
I'm from Puerto Rico. It's a Commonwealth of the United States.
So she's the Puerto Rican princess?
You going to the parade Saturday, Bill?
No, I don't usually go to the parade. It's, you know, all the hijinks and everything. I don't really participate.
It's good until, like, the sun starts to go down, and that's when the knives come out.
So, you know, I'm pretty sure they'll be out early this year.
AJ's views on things.
It's like half stereotype, half truth.
What are you doing? The fridge is open? You're walking around with the shirt off?
I'm trying to get a drink. I need a drink.
Bill's drinking some Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Regular.
Nice. That's nice. Oh, Bill, I went to a bar in Pittsburgh. You would have loved it. They had nothing nothing normal.
Yeah, I would have loved it.
A little hoppy beer.
I would have loved it. I asked
Budweiser, and the guy laughed at me. He was like asking for a Bud and Effer group. And I was like, oh, this guy wants a Bud.
Yeah, that's the places. I love those places. I was
like, yeah, that's because I have balls bigger than your fists. I'm like... I'm like, all right, let's get crazy. Let's go out of the box and have something imported. He's like, oh, we got like imported stuff. I'm like, all right, go have a Heineken. He's like, Heineken. it's like the Budweiser from Holland. This fucking guy. Then the waitress is arguing with me. She made me drink some berry shit. It was awful.
It's like when you go to F and
you know what I do? I don't I pretend like I know. I don't really know. I just go for the one with the highest alcohol content, and that way I don't have to drink as many.
That's true.
I started with the highest alcohol content, and
which
the
is the gross. It's gross.
I had there was one called banana bread.
Ah, that sounds good.
Although the tap is like a loaf of bread coming out of a banana peel.
That's weird.
That's fun.
Kind of look like a dick tap.
Cock tap.
At F and Groovin', they said if you want Budweiser, go to Mulcahy's. Okay.
That is their.
But I do like some of the beers they have there.
They have good beers.
Yeah.
You get destroyed on like five beers.
I like the blueberry beer.
Over a 16-ounce beer. I don't want a beer in a snifter.
Yeah, I hear
you. I'm trying to, count calories.
I don't want a $14 4-ounce beer.
That sucks. That's true.
It's true. What are you doing now?
can't. There's no beer up here. I gotta go to the basement. Like, I'm all
verklempt.
I gotta go back to Pittsburgh.
He's going back to Pittsburgh. I have a buddy that lives in Pittsburgh.
Dude, Pittsburgh's nice. Nice city, man.
That's what I hear. I've never been.
You should try to get a gig out there one night, man.
I'd like to get gigs everywhere.
Outstanding. You do that.
What is she doing? Pay little attention to your kid. What are you doing?
This. Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's what I missed in the first 45 minutes of the show.
Just bullshitting about a bunch of things.
Yeah, it was
talking about my tooth being pulled.
Yeah, we the dentist.
Yeah. What you got there? I got
church. We talked about church.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was 3 days of hell.
When was this?
A couple weeks ago.
You had to bite down on the gauze afterwards to form the clot.
And it was disgusting.
That is disgusting.
I've never seen how anybody can be hooked on oxys. It is horrendous.
How come I didn't get oxys?
Oh, you got
it? I didn't get nothing. I had ibuprofen. I had two teeth pulled.
When they gave me the IV, when I told them to knock me out.
Yeah, well, I didn't get knocked out.
Are you going to feed it into your bloodstream, and then you're going to feel it like hit you? And I was like, my nose is ticking. I woke up, and I thought I was walking on the moon. It was great. I felt like I had no legs. I was like,
Yeah, I didn't get any of that.
And then it wore off, and it felt like I got hit in the face with an aluminum bat.
They cut you? They cut your gum?
No, I don't know. They just tore my teeth out. I don't know. I had two huge holes in the back of my mouth.
What the hell? Did you go to Middle Eastern dentist? You went to they stole your teeth.
You could have what?
I could have been assaulted.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stole your kidneys.
I could have touched your pee-pee.
Exactly. They jerked you off. They did all kinds of stuff.
You missed my brother. My brother Skyped in. He told the story about Luke dropping the F-bomb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was excited too.
They were down in Florida. They went with Danielle and Rob.
Cameras all over the place. I don't like where it's going.
They were following them somewhere. My brother couldn't find them. And out of the back, they hear, they fucking left us.
Yeah, how old is he? That's hilarious.
He's going to be 4 in July.
Because he put all that together.
My brother said it was incredible. So clear. He goes, they fucking left us.
Victoria, tell him who Jenny is.
Who's Jenny?
My incredible friend.
And what is Jenny? You could say it one time. Say it.
That's terrible.
Where's your wife? Frank, are you teaching the kids these things?
I've been saying that for 3 years. Jenny, I said, Frankie, who's Jenny? An asshole.
That's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
No, that's it. You're going to.
Say it again.
Oh my god. You're gonna get locked up. Yeah, you're gonna the freaking.
I like when kids curse.
It's been commanded. Alright, I called up with actually nothing.
Alright, well, we're gonna get going anyway. Right, it's almost over.
We
didn't have anything either.
We did a whole show.
Yeah, the show's basically over.
I thought a goddamn Rangers scored again.
Wow. Is the other team gonna score? They haven't scored yet.
One game the Rangers scored.
Roach is at the game, actually.
Is he? Yeah. Good game to go to.
Yeah. All right.
All right, man. I'll see you later.
Bye.
That was AJ and his lovely family and curse and kids. Listen, kids curse, man. That's what it is. We're actually going to end the fun on that.
Oh, David Ward says his 5-year-old says son of a bitch every time he gets mad.
Well, that happens sometimes.
That's it.
I'll tell a quick story while the music's playing.
Terry said that kid needs to open their mouth.
When my brother was a kid, he's outside playing, and my mother yelled at him to come inside. He did something wrong. And he's walking up the driveway, and he goes, "You son of a bitch." So my mother goes, "Michael, what'd you say?" She goes, "Mommy, that garage door is one son of a bitch." Bill, plug something. What are we plugging today, Bill?
You can follow me on Twitter at Bamical. You can follow me on Facebook at Spaceman Bam. You can follow me on Instagram at Bill Morales Comic. And Bill M. Comedy, I think, is my... what's the other thing that I do?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Or Snapchat.
Snapchat. That's my Snapchat. Yeah.
All right. You can follow me on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at Comic Anthony D. For my comedy dates and where I'm going to be next, you can go to AnthonyDLive.com. Definitely check that out. We are played out each week by Face the King. Check them out at FaceTheKingBand.com. And Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road, for all your catering needs. It's the summer. They do parties. They grill. They cater. Definitely check out Finn's Deli.
Fantastic.
Finn'sDeli.com has got the menu. Give Mike a call. Tell him hello.
Finn's Deli, fantastic eatery.
I'm going to find out more this week. I'm going to about episode 200 and what's going on with that. We want to do it from Finn's Deli. Mike actually had the idea, so we'll have more information next week about that and how to actually be there for episode 200. Be there for the recording. We'll catch you next week with episode 198. I want to thank everybody who watched on Facebook and everybody for listening at home on your on your listening devices.
I want
we'll
to thank
see you next
too.
Week. Bill's thanking you also.
I also thank you. Yeah, you guys. Incredible. Thank you.
It's awesome. We'll see you next week. Later.